We've got the perfect night's entertainment for you coming up on the 13th of April in the Rochetown Park Hotel for an absolutely amazing cause, because personally, this affects me personally, the Irish Kidney Association and the Renal Centre in CUH, because my family have kidney issues, let's just put it that way. We've Allport syndrome is genetic, and I'm a carrier. Chances are my son may or may not have it, and as he grows up it may or may not develop into kidney failure, needing dialysis, needing a transplant. My aunt, my uncles, my cousins have been affected by this, so this is something that is personally affects me, and I would encourage anybody who's around. I'm disgusted that I'm not around on April 13th, because I'm heading off with on my holliers next week, so I won't be around myself. But it sounds like an amazing night. Who doesn't like a bit of Broadway, and who doesn't like a bit of dancing? But anyway, here to chat with me a bit more about it is the chairperson of the Strictly No Limits for Cork committee, Sinead McGrath. Hi, Sinead, how are you?
Hi, Caroline, how are you?
Great, thanks, and thank you for joining me this afternoon.
No problem. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I'm delighted. And even just listening to your own story there now, it's amazing. You wouldn't believe how many people are affected, or how close that Irish Kidney Association is to many people's hearts.
Yeah.
In fact, at the Renal Centre in Cork, it's amazing. Everybody knows somebody who'll be using it at this stage.
That's it. I know. It's and you know, sometimes you kind of think, it's a certain, I suppose, like the Kidney Association and you know, renal disease and all this, that it doesn't seem to get as much publicity in that, maybe, as other high profile charities and things like that, you know. So I mean, something like this is really wonderful to be happening in Cork. Can you tell me a bit about Strictly No Limits for Cork?
I will, of course. I'm the main event organiser, Strictly No Limits for Cork. We started it last year. A couple of my friends and colleagues from work, we just got together and realised this, as you know, every GA club, lots of schools are doing Strictly No Limits for Cork, are strictly...
Oh, yes.
So there's a lot of money to be made in there, and we thought, do you know what, let's do it for a charity, because there's loads of GA clubs and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So a few of us randomly got together last year, so we did it for Enable Ireland last year. It was a huge success. It was an amazing night. We had 27 dancers involved last year. It was fantastic. We raised nearly 50,000 euros in Enable Ireland. So,
wow.
For a Cork based as well, for the children's centre there out in Curraheen.
Yeah.
Which is that they're actually opening, I think, very soon, if it's not open now already. So it was such a huge success. It was such a great time. There's about, I think, 15 of last year's dancers coming forward this year with me.
Brilliant.
And all 8 of the committee members are coming with me as well. So we started again, obviously took the date last year, and going has to be on the back of last year's success. Last year we were nearly pulling our hair out because it's very hard to get any men to dance.
I know, disaster.
We dated with women last year, or to men, panicking, but we got there. But this year we've loads. I was actually had people contacting me on our Facebook wanting to dance. So
brilliant.
Started with about maybe 60 volunteers, but obviously given the commitment that's involved, because for 8 weeks leading up to the event, and obviously that means just twice a week if you're with Strictly No Limits for Cork, Wednesday and every Saturday we train out in the SMA hall in Wilton. So it is a huge commitment. So a lot of people then, unfortunately, out of the 60 hours that we had, had to follow because they had holidays booked and weddings booked.
Yeah.
If you're on a week's holidays, really, you're missing maybe two or three sessions. So what we were left then, we had about 43 dancers, I think, is what we have.
Jeannie.
And they're 100% committed. They're all behind it. I mean, the effort and everything they're asked putting in for the last 8 weeks has just been amazing. I continue it every time, every week, get blown away. They're doing lots of fundraising. So for the last couple of weeks now, all our dances have been bingo nights. We've had fancy nights. We've had table quizzes, coffee mornings.
Brilliant.
So it's full on for the weeks. So it is a huge commitment. But the upside of that then is just, it's amazing.
People
involved for different reasons. With either a lot of people we have are mainly because the Irish Kidney Association is very close to their heart.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of dentists who are transplant recipients.
Right, wonderful.
Two ladies on our committee are transplant recipients.
Yeah.
Who are involved in the Cork branch of the Irish Kidney Association. That's Isabel and Sally. I have to give them a shout out.
Mm-hmm.
So we've lost people. Odd people then just literally a reason to get out of the house, making friends, ways, learning to dance, just to get involved in meeting new people. So everyone that's with us now is after giving 100% and they're getting so much out of it.
Mm.
All that's involved the last couple of weeks. I mean, I don't know what we're going to do when it's over.
I know. It's just like being involved in anything, like a show or something. It just when it's finished, you feel it a lot. You're like, oh, I've lost my right arm or something.
Yeah.
And tell me, so obviously you mentioned that the participants, they meet up and they're being taught different dances. Is that the way it's working?
Yeah, we started now this year because we wanted to do a different spin on it from last year.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to be repeating what we did. So last year we had all couples.
Right.
And we'd won three girls that's just today worked. So this year we said we'd do a bit different. We kind of get groups dancing. So we've two couples actually. Then we have some trios.
Okay.
A group of five, a group of six.
Oh, brilliant.
Seven in there. So it's a bit of everything. And then there's obviously a main group dance as well.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody takes part in. So all that then is twice a week training, every Wednesday and every Saturday. So that's the much commitment that the dancers are giving at the moment. And their own free time they're giving up. But having an absolute ball.
And I'm assuming, obviously, it's called Broadway fundraising. So is it like well-known songs from Broadway and that they'll be dancing to?
It's very well-known songs. I'm not going to give away the songs.
No, don't. No.
I'll out a few of the, like, we sing In the Rain now.
Fab.
Legally Blonde, we've heard.
Yeah, yeah.
A song from
excellent
musical. So it's 10 different acts. So it's 10 different musicals, right?
Brilliant.
Broadway musicals, and then it's a song from those musicals and that they're doing. So, as I said, it's brilliant. They're having a ball now, they're getting fit, they're enjoying it.
Hmm.
Loads of new friends involved, and as I said, it's all, we keep reminding each other why we're doing it for the Irish Association, and it's such a great cause. And even the fact that the Renal Support Centre is in Cork, that every penny we raise
is going there
in Cork.
Yeah, and they've started the construction on the new renal support centre that started in January, and you know obviously the money that you raise is just going straight towards that.
Yeah, well obviously minus there are a few outgoings that we have.
Of course,
stayed in Cork is and go to that renal support centre.
Yeah.
Which is fabulous. We actually went down there last Saturday. I think we went down with our photographer Gavin Mohan and just remote the Broadway show for dancers. They all dressed up in fishnet tights and we went down to Loch. So if anybody wants to check out our Facebook page, all those photographs are on it. So we went down to the house itself.
Mm-hmm.
So we pictures outside the actual arena support centre, all the ladies and all the men dressed up in their black jackets and the ladies were in their fishnet tights. Amazing photographs for it.
Yeah.
So they're all on the Facebook page. So it's fabulous. It is a start in January. Now, it is going to take a bit of work, but what it'll end up with then is there's going to be six ensuite bedrooms in the house, and they'll be used then by family members that are waiting for patients with dialysis, and then obviously by the patients themselves who are on dialysis. So the reason, the location, obviously that house is like back-to-back with the CUH.
Right, yeah.
So for anyone receiving treatment, it's like literally 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You can come in there, relax, there's going to be a self-catering kitchen, there's going to be like a TV room, things like that. So literally the whole idea is to make it a home from home.
That's true. Cause it's so important because, you know, when people are on dialysis, you know, your life is, so much of your life is taken up by dialysis that, you know, that you've somewhere to go to chill out and whatever, you know. It's so important.
I'm only learning more as I'm going to completely educated, and I did not realise what was involved. I knew one person who was on dialysis, so I knew a little bit, but talking to other people now, because we've met a few from the Irish Kidney Association Cork branch, and just say, even like Patrick Sullivan, I know he won't mind me quoting, like he was on dialysis and he's very successful now, he's very well, thank God, and got through successfully.
Yeah.
He was saying even when his wife like used to drop in from, and they had a bit of travelling to Mallow.
Yeah.
Mallow they're from. So they'd travel up to Cork. Literally in fairness, he'd go into dialysis, his wife would be around all the shopping centres, walking around Wilton Dunn's or waiting for him to finish.
Yeah.
And then that long drive home.
That's
so the Cork one in near CUH, will be used from people travelling as far as Limerick, West Cork, East Cork. So they'll be travelling from everywhere, and they'll have use of it 24 hours a day.
That's great.
If not well the following day, they can stay there, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
A lot of the people that I spoke to that are post-transplant, they would have gone to Beaumont Hospital, and they'll have very similar
Right. Step
up there. But obviously then it means you're up in Dublin, you're further from home.
That's it.
Yeah, so to have one in Cork is just going to be absolutely amazing. It's fantastic for anybody and families as well. Patients themselves.
Yeah, and look, fair play to you for getting it all together and you know, putting it all together and putting it on, because it's not an easy thing, and it takes fierce commitment, and drive as well to get something like this up and going. And so
great support and friends, but thank you very much. My committee are amazing, the dancers have been amazing.
Yeah.
So, and when you see the commitment and the enjoyment that they're getting out of it, and people are getting
that's it
out of it,
yeah,
at the end of the day, as I said, all the money that is staying in Cork, it's a great push for all of us. And
yeah. It's
brilliant. They're a great bunch of people that are involved. And like, as I said, I've no doubt we will be doing it again next year.
Yeah.
Indefinite. And I've no doubt I'll have another 50% of these dancers coming forward and something next year.
Brilliant. So tell me, so where can people get hold of tickets for the night?
The tickets we're after selling, we had 700 tickets for sale.
Yeah.
So actually down to our last 40.
Oh my God, that is fantastic.
Yeah, so delighted. So they're on uTickets.ie at the moment. They're €25 each.
Okay.
Now the only thing is, it is over 18, they have to say that.
Okay.
For kids, because it's late night.
And yeah.
We do our own family show for the kids that are involved of the dancers.
Okay.
They're on uTickets.ie at the moment. So if anyone goes onto our Facebook page, Strictly No Limits for Cork, they'll find it. The link is at the top of that page. And that'll bring them straight into your ticket. So there is some availability, but I'd say
Open
today, if not tomorrow, we'll be sold out.
Cause genie.
We're very fast in fairness. So
and look, if somebody's unlucky enough and they don't manage to get a ticket, can they still donate?
They can absolutely, yeah. They can go on to, they can contact me through the Facebook page, or my contact details, my phone number and my email address is on the Facebook page.
Grant.
So they can contact me. We have a PayPal set up.
Okay.
We have a donation and we have a bank account set up.
So, brilliant.
I'll actually, that link is on our Facebook page somewhere, but I'll make sure now I'll put it to the top.
Yeah.
So it can link it to the top of the page.
Brilliant.
We'd be absolutely thrilled and delighted. So,
fabulous.
Great support. As I said, people of Cork are amazing.
Yeah.
When you start looking for money, we have Cumnor Construction there behind us as our main sponsor. We've got a few other companies who took out ads.
Brilliant.
For the night.
Yeah.
The programme will be available then on the night for sale as well. So we've had huge support now, friends, as always. I'm blown away, but
yeah. Still
surprised every single time. It's just fantastic.
Excellent. Well, look, fair play to you and all the very best for it. I'm sure it'll be a fantastic night. And thanks a million for taking the time to chat with me this evening.
Thank you too, and thanks very much for the opportunity.
Not a bother. No problem, Sinead. Thanks so much. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.